The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 248. I am your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Hey, people. How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
What up, what up, what up?
And returning to the Throwdown once more, Mr. Brett Murdoch.
In all of my glory.
Indeed, my friend, indeed. So you haven't been good in the last couple of weeks, have you, man?
No, I've narrowly avoided death.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's few things that can take down the Irish other than plague and famine and the English.
Damn those English.
But you know what? But plague is a big one. Plague is a very big one. So, yeah, I got a nasty respiratory infection. And, yeah, it was just pretty terrible. So I was laid out and just slept for few days and thought I was gonna die, and now here I am
talking about video games. Man,
I'm glad you got better, man.
Yes, seriously.
Yeah, me too.
The fighting Irish, man. I love it. Anyway, so Brad, I don't know if you kept up with some of the craziness that's been going on in the world of gaming. It's a big one this week.
I have not. I've been pretty much living under my rock.
All right, so we'll catch you up. So this week was the annual Gamescom convention in Germany, and a bunch of stuff happened. Like, I joked with the guys beforehand. I was like, yo, like, when Monday was over, I was like, we got enough for a full show already. This is crazy, you know? So I went to this one site, and they listed a bunch of things. So I'm just going to run down the line, and we'll comment on everything here. The site is Video Games Chronicle. Well, very, you know, straightforward name there. First thing is they had some shit for Nintendo. I missed this. Nintendo Indie World. They had Super Hot and Hotline Miami Collection is coming to Switch. Ori and the Blind Forest Definitive Edition is coming to Switch. Anybody excited about either of those?
Sure.
No, not really. I played Hotline Miami on, like, PS3 already.
I played Ori on the Xbox.
Yeah. I have one.
When it was exclusive.
I don't know what's definitive about anymore. This one.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, man, I thought that it was supposed to be exclusive. How come they get mixed the definitive edition? Because
them and Microsoft are like this, son.
Yeah,
they're good now. Yeah.
Yeah, and to be fair, though, Ori and the Blind Forest was on PC too. You know, so not really an exclusive.
Yeah, not PC one, man. PC two.
You know, yeah, right? You know, Manny, pick up your phone, man. Oh, man. All right. First big thing that happened, they had an Inside Xbox presentation. I believe it was like half an hour. Our boy, Mr. Aaron Greenberg, was on there talking about Xbox and all that. And one of the things he talked about, and this is for Monday, Devil May Cry 5 and Age of Empires are on Xbox Game Pass. You know, so if you missed out on those, you could check those out. Pretty interesting. Here's some crazy stuff. PUBG is going to have crossplay, people. Xbox One and PS4. So can we definitively say crossplay is a thing now?
I guess so.
I think slowly but surely becoming a thing. Like, Fortnite was sort of the thing that set everything off on track, and just slowly by surely, but things are just coming in, like PUBG and, you know, fucking what's that game called? The racing one.
Rocket League.
The soccer one. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Because remember, we talked about this before. Because I was like, "Yo, where's the fucking outrage, man? Like, how come you guys aren't demanding this shit for, like, you know, the FPS games, for example? It took guys a while to finally catch up. It's like, oh shit, we could demand this for our games now. Excuse me, it was this year. People were like, oh wait. Why can't we have crossplay on other shit? You know? So it was kind of interesting. So, and by the way, you know, we're talking about PUBG over here, which is kind of like, you know, a game we don't really talk about, but there's still millions of people playing this fucking game, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's below that
ugly-ass
game.
Yeah, the ugly-ass game. Hey, listen, people play Minecraft. That thing's fucking ugly as hell, you know? It's all about the gameplay, man.
I feel like for that game, it's a stylistic choice. That is true. They're just using like off the market Unreal bullshit models.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
You don't see them making PUBG toys. Not PUBG.
That's true.
PUBG? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Toys. Yeah. Quick off topic. I want to give Annihilator a quick shout out. He said he read my Greedfall article and he liked it. Thank you, man. Put some work into that because again, I'll talk about Greedfall later. Cool stuff. Where the fuck are we? Okay, so PUBG come crossplay. Wish Adam was here for this one. A Ghost Recon Breakpoint revealed its 4v4 multiplayer mode. I'll have more to tell you about that in the future. Wink, wink. Okay, Carlos, man, they finally did it, man. They finally showed us some Gears of War footage.
Oh, is Guild Night?
What? And wait, where's Adam? Where's Adam to talk about this, bro?
Game. I've been telling. Wait, one second. Let me just get this shit done. Adam Vale, he's a Throwdown member. He's been dodging this game. He's been seeing the tea leaves. He knows what's up, man. He didn't go to the, he didn't show up for the tech test that they had in 2 weekends in a row. He didn't do none of those tech tests. It's all after he put a tattoo of Gears on his friggin' in his arm. And now he doesn't show up to the Throwdown immediately after the Gears of War gameplay reveal? Yeah, something's fishy.
Yeah, something's going on with Adam, man. It's like, yo, this is the butter game. This is your comfort food game, right? What happened, man?
It might just be the margarine game now.
Oh,
I can't believe it's not Gears.
he's already drinking that Gears Kool-Aid, so... As he said last time, he don't need to know that the Kool-Aid is good.
Hey, man. There's a lot of stages of denial, and it could be that one of them.
You know, that shit ain't Kool-Aid anymore, man. It's just fucking water with sugar in it, man. Or sugar water in it, you know? It's like, come on, son.
You need, man, just some water, sugar, and some food color.
Yeah, that's it, you know?
Sugar, water, purple.
Yeah, there you go.
But in all seriousness... Adam has been texting nonstop when that shit was showing off in GamesCon. I'm like,
yo,
look, did you see that?
It's gonna be the butter game.
It's gonna be the butter game. It looks good. I mean, I saw the Horde mode. They had another mode, multiplayer mode too. Did they show any campaign other than that one trailer? Because they had like a trailer that had a little bit of campaign, but I didn't see any like campaign gameplay.
No, I didn't see any either. I've just seen, you know, the multiplayer stuff basically.
Yeah, and there's a lot of changes to Horde mode. I think they're gonna add a lot of different things that haven't been there, like different types of characters that do different things and have different tasks. So it'll be interesting. It's definitely one of those games that we can definitely stream.
Yeah, for sure, man. By the way, forgot to add this. Battle Royale is coming to Ghost Recon Breakpoint because everything has to have. I wouldn't be surprised if they throw that shit into Gears of War eventually. You know, Gears of War probably, Battle Royale. You know,
they just released like a mobile game too recently.
Oh yeah, the Pop shit. Whatever the fuck it is, Pop Funko. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
I'm not excited for that one.
Oh, you know he is, man. He got a little chubby for that, you know. A little some. Anything to say about Gears, man? Yeah, Manny. Anything about Gears you want to say? Because I know you used to like the first one.
I thought the games were pretty good. I mean, I haven't played the last two, any of the last two games. So,
By the way, for you guys listening, Manny just did like the illest shrug, like eh.
I know I'm gonna get it. Tony's gonna get it. Chris, Brett, are you gonna get it?
No.
Oh,
Game Pass? That's how I'm getting it. It's gonna be on Game Pass. That's how I'm getting it. You know.
Yeah. And if it's on Game Pass, I'm just.
Yeah, I'm not paying. Yeah, for
I
this
mean,
shit.
Here's why Adam should be here. Even if it's on Game Pass, I'm not gonna get it.
Oh man, Adam's his heart broke, man.
I'm screaming now. No.
Oh man. Also, there's going to be some Halo Reach characters because you know you want to play Spartan Locke in fucking Gears of War 5, son.
Spartan Locke in there, man.
I don't understand that. This is
of all the people in there.
This isn't Smash Brothers.
At least of the crazy female Spartan in there.
I think she is in there because it looks like a girl Spartan is in there.
She's in Halo Reach. Other part in there.
I see them shapely hips. That's a lady. Is that a robot lady? What the fuck's up with her arm? I don't know. So yeah, that's coming. All right, let's move on. Some shit about Stadia was announced. Cyberpunk, Elder Scrolls Online, and more were announced for Google Stadia. Cyberpunk's a big one coming to Stadia, obviously, you know. But again, do you really want to play that shit that way, man? I don't know about that. Oh, by the way, here let's just run out through all the games that are going to be on Stadia. Gods and Monsters, I don't know what the fuck that is. Watch Dogs Legion, Darksiders Genesis, Destroy All Humans, Orcs Must Die 3, Samurai Showdown, Windjammers 2. Those are coming, and then the launch games are going to be Assassin's Creed Odyssey, all the Tomb Raider games, the last three, Doom Eternal, Destiny 2, Division 2, Mortal Kombat, I'm guessing 11, unless they're throwing the old one in there, you know, and Ghost Recon. Damn, Ubisoft's just throwing everything at this fucking thing. But then again, didn't they have Ubisoft at the presentation? I guess that makes sense, you know? We will put games on your studio,
you know? So when does Stadia come out?
Yeah.
2002. I'm doing Beavis and Butthead. Okay, to access Stadia this year, users will need to buy the $129 Founders Edition, which will include a Chromecast Ultra. Okay, this year, but what's the date? At launch at $9.99, monthly pro subscription will be required. Okay, there we go. With games that are not included in Stadia Pro library requiring separate purchase, a free service will launch in 2020. All right. So I guess Stadia is coming out this year. You know, is you hype, son?
Oh man. So you can only play it this year if you buy that Founders Edition thing?
Yes, it looks like it. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Only this year, $129.
And it's $9.99 per month.
Yes.
And you gotta buy the games full price.
And you gotta buy the games full price, yeah.
What is wrong with them, man?
Yeah, that sounds like an enticing fucking deal, doesn't it? You know? Yo, give me that shit right now. I need it, man. Fuck.
It's like, okay, I guess it's like going by the same idea. It's like, okay, you're paying for PlayStation Network and then you're paying for games separately. If everything is digital, why the fuck are you paying for paying this other like subscription service?
Give me your fucking money. That's why, man.
We never talked about this before. When they came out with all those prices, those things were kind of fucked up.
Oh, we did talk about it before. Yeah. We chastised them because it's fucking bullshit, dude.
See, and what they're going to do when this doesn't work, which it shouldn't work because this is stupid, they're going to do is throw money at developers and get timed exclusives.
Oh, my
God. That's what they're going to do. Because Google has the money to do it. Just like Epic's throwing around money because they got that Tencent money, Google's got money to throw around. So I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden these watch out for these Kickstarter games or whatever, also Stadia exclusive or some bullshit like that, man.
Yeah, if you thought dudes were mad about the Epic Store exclusives, man, wait till this shit pops, you know?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
But you can play Stadia anywhere. You can play it on your cell phone, you can play it on your PC, and on your internet.
Yo, man, you play it on these nuts.
Just pay us all the money.
Pay us all of your money.
With all the cash. Yep. I don't know. I kind of want to try it just because it seems pretty interesting, the concept. But, man, that's a hefty price just to play games that I can play somewhere else.
Right. Pay for. It's not worth it.
Yeah, without fucking lag, you know?
Yeah.
An extra few more dollars, does it stop the lag?
Yeah.
Google goes down like they did not long ago. Will it affect my Google Stadia?
You imagine that shit, man. You're in the middle of a game, man, and you're just at the save point, and the shit crashes out on you. Then you got to like go back for 3 fucking hours, man. Some bullshit. Anyway, any last thoughts on Stadia? I don't care. Fuck
Stadia. I think that's the general consensus.
You know? I want to try it out. I don't see it as a main platform for me. Did they announce like any like trophy achievement thing support? Nah,
they didn't say nothing.
Yeah, that's their giveaway that I'm not gonna fucking.
They give you kudos.
Yeah, Googles. I don't know. All right. So here's some stuff that happened on opening night. Need for Speed Heat. I don't care. If Brian was here, he'd probably say something. Little Nightmare sequel. Don't care. Brett, here's something for you, man. Kerbal Space Program 2.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it's coming out in 2020, my friend.
Fuck yeah!
Let me make sure it's not on the Epic Store.
Oh shit!
Oh, here we go. Oh, Brett, here you go. You're good. Steam's coming to Steam.
Woo!
Coming to Steam. All right. PS4, Xbox One. The title's in development at Star Theory Games. All right, so there you go. Kerbal Space Programs. Trailer release for Halo's co-creators Disintegration. What the fuck is Disintegration? You guys know about this shit? I think I heard something.
Disintegrated.
What the fuck is? I think I saw Ricky talking about this. It looked like it was a first person parkour type of game. I could be wrong. Like
Mirror's
about
Edge.
That. Yeah, something like that. He said it looked like Mirror's Edge crossed with Metal Gear Rising. Like it's very interesting.
I don't know. Those are not two good things to put together.
Yeah. To Rico, it was. To me, I'm like, nah, Mirror's Edge, Metal Gear Rising. Nah, son.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Again, I'm just reading this shit off of this site, Video Games Chronicle. Predator Hunting Grounds. What the fuck is that?
No, I did see that. Those are the guys who made Friday the 13th.
Oh, okay, so it's going to be one of those asymmetrical type of games then.
Right, yeah. The only problem I had with the trailer they showed at Gamescom was the frame rate didn't look that good. So I'm like, yo, you better be working on that shit. That doesn't look good right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we have to do something with this Jason engine because the fucking franchise is a limbo right now.
Oh, they abandoned that game, man. Nice.
Put it on Switch.
Yeah, I'm going to skip that one because I'm going to save that for a little bit later. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 versus 2 Alpha hits PS4 this week. I don't know where. Again, Adam, where you at, bro? Where you at? You know?
Call of Duty, man. No,
nobody here cares about the duty, you know?
The Adam Show. Is it good, man?
You know? PlayStation, I don't care about that. All right, Manny, tell us about Death Stranding. What's going on? Oh, shit. Hold up. Guys.
Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege. Torrance Davis, Method Mass, he, him, she, her, it, them, they, me, kaiju. Please do not address others using gendered language.
Oh, man. How are you, Torrance?
I'm doing fine.
You know, sorry about if I offended you, man. You know, or well, woman, just, whatever you want to be called tonight.
I just came in from the outside, and as you can see, I have this bright light, which I'm used to on the war zone after my lights have been on and my eyes are adjusted to the light, and then my lights in the back dim.
Yeah.
I just came into this bright light. I can't see a goddamn thing right now.
Yeah, you're coming in good, though, man. I mean,
like, whoo.
All right. We're going to stop.
Got that Manny lighting going on.
Yeah, man. Manny's at home right now, man.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, he's like home.
Like this fancy painting of
yes. Yes. Very psychedelic. Very psychedelic. Very 70s.
It's been
70s. Yes.
He's had it there.
did you see? I said 70s. Okay, go on. Don't let me break the show.
Oh, no. Actually, you came at a good stopping point. Torrance, what's been going on with you, man, lately? And before I let you answer, here's the funny thing. Almost like every month I get asked this question. Yo, man, what's up with Torrance, man? You still talk to him? And yes, I'm like, yo, shit. I'm like, I talk to this motherfucker every day, son.
Every day.
And not only that, we still bust each other's chops. It don't stop, man. Every fucking day, you know?
Yes, man.
Yeah, but
it's hilarious.
Yo, we've known each other for how long? Like almost 8 years now. Still on the same shit every fucking time. It's hilarious, man.
So I made a comment earlier, and I don't think you noted on it, but once you get your first book or whatever it is you're working on done,
yeah,
you're not going to be doing game reviews anymore.
You might be right about that.
Let me hip hop gamer it for you.
Uh oh.
It's like you've been doing missionary sex the whole time, and then you finally do it doggy style. You're not going to do missionary for a while. So once you start writing novels, books, or whatever, once you get into that groove and you see how rewarding it is, you probably won't go back to doing game reviews. I keep waiting for you to break, because I did game reviews from 1995 all the way up to 2014, 16.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, I cannot do this shit anymore. I cannot. Once you've reviewed one first person shooter, you reviewed them all. So I know you're going to reach that breaking point. And you do a lot more reviews than I've ever done. You're going to reach that breaking point.
Well, bro, think about it. This week alone, I've already done 5, man. It's crazy. Yeah. And actually, here's the thing. I don't know if it's going to be a breaking point. I think it's going to be a sliding point, because I'm already at a point where last year, I'm just being real right now. And Manny, you and I have talked about this before, right? Last year was the last year I played games for fun. This year, I've played a ton of games. None of them were for my enjoyment. When I have free time, I don't play games anymore. You know, I just don't care. You know, don't get me wrong. I still enjoy playing games. Yes. It is still fun. And I still enjoy writing and giving my opinions on games. But I'm like, if I have time of my own, I'm not playing a fucking game. That is not where I'm at. And you brought this up because I haven't talked about it even on social media. Yes, I am writing like a story that I've had in my head for years. And this was inspired by Jeffrey Wilson, Gary Swaby, and even Riku Sun 1. When I started putting pen to paper, I'm like, man, this is way more fucking like fulfilling the game's reviews.
Yes,
know?
Yes. And you're going to have those days where you have writer's block.
Yeah.
And you will literally sit there and be like, fuck. And then you're going to have other days where shit's just flowing out of your head like blood. You're going to be like, oh, shit. Yeah. You go and you go and you go and you go. You're going to have days like that. But it's fun. It's all part of the process.
Yeah. And a hilarious thing is, I think I told you this, Torrance, is like this shit, like, you know, writing fiction. Like, it makes game writing so much fucking easier in comparison.
Yes,
why do you think I'm cracking all these reviews? I'm like, this is nothing. Just tell them what it is. I don't have to be imaginative, you know?
Yes. You got to make up stuff. You got to have characters. You got to have backstory. Things got to link up, you know? There's all kinds of stuff you have to consider. What have I been doing? I've been doing a lot of fishing. I'm winding down the war zone. So I think we got 7 episodes left before the war zone's done.
Are we invited on to the final episode?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's invited. The final episode is going to be the bomb. So I've been doing...
I call up Jagon.
Jagon, he will not come on. He won't come on the show. He's done. He's like, he's completely gone home.
Terrence, didn't you forget I quit D3 5 years ago?
Wait, what? Who's that? That actually sounds like Jagon.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is not Jagon. My name is Kelser.
What? Who is doing this?
That's Carlos, man.
What the fuck, man? Dude, you need to show up just as Jagon.
Hilarious. On the final episode of Warzone, the part of Jagon will be played by Carlos Romero. Yes.
Oh, God, that'd be hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, man, you're in like fishing. That's your world right now, bro.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, we just got back from Cabela's because we're looking to get another boat. So we spent a good 2 to 3 hours deciding on what kind of boat we're going to get. And then after all of that,
your boat,
we decided on something different. It's buying a boat. It's fun, but it's, there's so many things you need to be comfortable, you know? So we've been doing all the fishing. I want to get done with the war zone. I got other ideas, other things I want to do. I've been working hard, you know, but I've been on social media having fun, but there's going to come a time where I'm going to start the next project. So, And the funny thing about the war zone is I'm getting down to the last episode. I usually do 1 hour shows now. I try to keep it to 1 hour. I did 2 hours last week, like it was nothing. And we just went, I was like, oh shit, it's 2 hours. What the fuck? But there was a lot to talk about. There's going to be a lot to talk about this week too, with all this shit that's going on all of a sudden. But you know, and I haven't really had time to play many games. I'm in casual gamer mode, if any. I got my Switch all charged up, bring it to work. I haven't even got a chance to play because I've been so busy. It's nuts. I'm to the point, there used to be a point where I hated mobile gaming because I just couldn't really do it except on the bus. But now mobile gaming is my only outlet because I don't have time to game on anything else that I have at home. So it's best to carry my Switch around with me so I can get some Tetris 99 in or whatever. It's crazy how things change.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, because, you know, one of the things I like to rib you about is how you don't play games and stuff.
Yeah.
You play way more games than Manny here. Manny don't play shit now because he's so fucking busy, you know?
He's busy putting ink to paper.
That's it, man.
My work life is just taking over everything. So I'm trekking back and forth from New York. You know, I've been doing it for, I'm going to be doing it this month and then part of September. We get earlier this year, so.
When's Konami flying you out to Japan? Why hasn't that happened yet?
Yep.
And why didn't they scan your face for the game? why is fucking Jeff Keighley get in fucking Kojima's game, but yeah. You don't?
You know, it's because he's his, what is it, his strong buddy?
They've got to be seeing each other. I think they're having a relationship. I don't get it. Like,
his Warriors or something like that?
Is what did you say?
Say that again, man.
Warriors or something like that?
Did you say fires?
Connection Warriors.
Oh, Connection Warriors.
I don't know what he had some goofy name that he named.
Here's the thing. Jeff Keighley's cool. He's done great things in the industry, but not that great. Because I'm thinking if Kojima wants to hang with somebody and be cool with somebody, it should be Manny.
I agree with that, you know.
I mean, Manny could be designing things for his next game.
He's already got somebody for that.
Yeah, get somebody else.
I think you know how like Howard Cosell was essentially like Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That's what Jeff Keighley is to him. It's like, when it comes to interviews or anything like that.
Yo, by the way, I got to read this where Glorious War says that he thinks Kojima is either gay or asexual.
Wait, where are you seeing that? On the YouTube channel?
On Twitch. On Twitch. Look at my last...
Oh, God, you guys have totally changed.
Yeah, it's all different now. Go to my last...
I got to do the last episode of the Warzone.
Yeah, man, it's on Twitch right now, son. Say hi.
You know, with the video windows. I was experimenting with this when they announced it. And I was trying to get Freddie to come on so I could see how it worked. I might have to do the rest of the War Zones with this little video window. This is cool because I can go full screen and then send it through OBS.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing right now, son.
Shit.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now, man. On one screen, I got the fucking Discord. And on the other screen, I got my fucking, you know, interface, the OBS and everything, son.
This shit just got real, man.
Yeah, man. And it's funny. All this happened out of necessity because of Google fucking up. You know,
so we're only, aren't they closing down Hangouts?
They are. That's why we're doing this shit. But you know what? This shit is way better. You know?
Yeah, it's way better. It's
fucking better, man.
Hey, Torrance, I have a question.
Uh-oh. Yes.
How's Shaz doing?
I actually haven't heard from Shaz in a while. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know if he's divorced now or what. But I haven't heard. I want him on the last show, so I'm going to be getting in touch with him. So you'll find out. I got requests for Shaz. I got requests for Dirty Bird Phoenix.
Shut up, Shaz.
I got requests for John Shaw. No, let me finish. Let me finish. Let me fucking finish. I got requests for GZ.
Oh God.
I got requests. Fucking what? No, I got requests. Andrea Renee. So I'm going to try to get everybody on. It's going to be one long fucking crazy show, I'll tell you that much.
So you can tell Glorious War's been a fan. He's like, you have to have DJ Killzone.
I want to have DJ Killzone on the final episode. Are you kidding me? It wouldn't be a final episode without DJ Killzone. I'm going to try my hardest to get Jack on to come on that show. I'll tell him I will fly out to fucking Dubai if you come on the show. I will help you build your next PC, whatever. I'll give you Steam codes.
You'll be like, I will allow you to fly me out
to it's your fucking Arab money, you know?
No, man. He's got to be on the show. He doesn't understand how much I appreciated him being on the show. Yeah, I know. Jokes, everything aside, I really loved having Jagan on the show. He cracked me up. He was very intriguing.
What do you mean, Toys? Why am I intriguing?
I mean, and the thing is, he was usually spitting straight facts. You know, where I've had people on the show before that were straight up lying about stuff, Jagan was spitting straight facts. And this was back when the majority of people that listened to the show didn't even understand PC gaming. So when he was talking all this PC gaming stuff, I'm like, yes, say it again. You know, so
I understand PC gaming pretty well, but I cannot build my own PC.
Tessellation,
Tower Flops. Like, I learned about all that shit from him, you know?
Yeah, exactly. it was educational.
It was 296 processor.
It's funny because you look at all the people that have gaming PCs now. Hip Hop Gamer, Mike Madden, fucking Gary's got a gaming
PC. I got one, son.
You got one. Game Adamus does it again.
I was going to call you something else, but we can't say that word on air.
We can't say that on the show.
Can't say that. Oh, by the way, quickly before we move on, because you put me out of something I didn't even know about, man. There's fishing groupies.
Yes.
I'm blown away.
Yeah. Yeah. We've run into them. Every one of us has, and we only got 1,656 followers on YouTube. And 3,100 on Instagram.
Yeah.
We've had people show up at one of our fishing spots. And they came, oh, we watch you guys on YouTube. That's why we came here.
Oh,
so
shit.
Bub told me not to blow up the spots in the videos anymore. We've had people take pictures with us. Ed was on his way to work and got on the bus. And somebody recognized him and had a conversation with him. A couple weeks ago, somebody backed their car into the water when they were launching the boat. So all these people came, the DCR came, and all these sheriffs and stuff, and they had people in scuba suits hooking up the shit to the car and the boat so they could tow the boat and the car and the trailer out of the water. So we pull up and next to the dock, and that's where everybody's at. When we got out of the boat and the police guy comes up and he says, aren't you the Bubba Fish anglers?
Oh, shit.
On YouTube. I said, yeah. It's like, you guys got, you know what this yellow tape means, right? And then I turn around, I look above. He's the captain. And then we walk away because he was just fucking with us. Then Bub's like, I don't know if I like the fact that police know who we are. But yeah, people recognize us in Massachusetts. It's fucking crazy, man. It's just... It's really weird because we're like really on the DL. We haven't really blown up or anything, but there have at least been five or six instances where people have recognized us when we go fishing or whatever. And they come up to us and say, oh, I watch your videos on YouTube. And we're like, oh shit.
That's crazy.
And I'm a little used to it from doing, you know, the bit bag and all this stuff. Bub and Ed, they had no idea what was coming. When people walk up to them and recognize them, they're just like shit-eating grins, you know, because they didn't expect all that. It's weird. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, you must be used to it, you know, doing all that other shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Reggie, he's in the, you know, Weapon X, he's in the chat. He says that he says, I'm so proud of Torrance. I love Bubba Bass Anglers.
Yeah. A lot of people, there's a lot of low-key fishermen, fishing fans that watch the show that also, you know, watch the War Zone and stuff.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I want to ask Reggie, I want to know what he was doing in the Sony Coliseum, what he was like cheering for when he was standing up, because he was like the only one standing up. So I need some context.
Hip hop, by the way.
It was him and hip hop. They were both all like bowing at the altar.
But he was going crazier than hip hop.
What the fuck was it for?
Which was the first?
Been Death Stranding.
Oh, God of War. It was God of War, he said.
It was God of War. Oh, it was God of War. But they didn't even show any gameplay. They just showed, like, a logo.
Yeah, but that's all he needed, man.
That was the one they showed the gameplay on.
Are you sure?
I mean, they went crazy for Agent, so.
They did show. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Bringing it back.
You're right. They did go crazy for Agent. They didn't show shit We never saw a single pixel for that game.
You know? Yeah, for at least for God of War, you saw Kratos on a mountain and shit.
That yeah, was, with his beard, just chilling. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, by the way, our official name for that game is Beard Man and Son.
Beard Man and Son, yeah, I saw that.
That shit is funny. All right, man, let's move on here. Actually, Torrance, is great here. So they showed off some more Death Stranding. What are your thoughts about this game in general, man?
Here's the thing. I'm not a diehard Kojima fan like a lot of people are, but I know talent when I see it. And ever since Metal Gear Ground Zeroes came out, and I started playing that, the guy's a fucking genius. When it comes to fine details in games, nobody does it better than Kojima. This guy really puts in the effort and the work to really throw stuff in the game to make you like, oh, shit, you know? So I fell in love with his development style and, you know, all the engines, all that shit he does is pretty cool. But I'm not a big fan of his games. But, like, a game like Death Stranding is so weird and wacky that I'm willing to play that game because I look at it and I don't know what the fuck is going on. And I think that's cool that I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, I think the guy, like when I first saw it, I thought he was like a delivery man delivering packages and he's got this baby. I'm like, this is fucking insane. What the hell is this shit? And I just want to play it and fuck around with it, just see what's going on. You know? So I think it's cool. I'm kind of putting purchasing new games on moratorium because I'm way behind on stuff.
Yeah.
But it is one that I want to get and check out. And I don't think I've ever, it's like the only day one game I bought from Kojima was Metal Gear Solid 4. I got that when it came out. And I think I got Ground Zero shortly after it came out. And I also have Metal Gear Solid 5. But I haven't touched that yet. Again, I'm way behind. So it's hard for me to justify getting new stuff, except for the new Call of Duty. I got to get that.
Yeah, it's funny. Funny you mentioned Metal Gear Solid 4 because I remember that's one of the first games you guys really, really talked about when Warzone launched.
Yes, yes. And I think I'm close to beating that game, and it's sitting on my PS3 waiting for me for years. I got to get back in there and beat that game. I was killing going through, beating bosses and everything. I need to go back and finish that game.
Yeah,
I have them all. I have them all. I don't like the first one. I don't hate it, but I don't really like the first one. But I started playing the second one, really liked the control scheme a lot better and the way things were done. But I got them all. I got every Metal Gear game starting with Metal Gear Solid 1. I don't have the old MSX version, though.
Or the Nintendo one?
Or the Nintendo one, right.
Man, I couldn't. That Nintendo one was hard. So, Manny, Death Stranding, what's going on with that game now?
But before Torrance came in there, hey, apparently you can pee in that game.
Yes, I saw that.
People are surprised about that because in the previous trailer, you actually did see a menu blanked out.
Oh, okay.
Like, oh my god, wait, can you pee in there? And yeah, apparently Norman Reedus can pee and make mushrooms appear.
That's the little details I'm talking about. Those are the little details I'm talking about, little things you can do.
Yeah, again, you know, the game is still very mysterious, but that's part of the fun because nowadays with games, you get everything. Like, here's every iota of fucking information. So it's kind of cool that they're holding back. And then, you know, I'm just speaking for myself right now. Kojima hasn't let me down yet. I have faith in this man. Granted, the game could be fucking stupid. It could be, but I don't have anything. Nothing in his past has told me that this game's going to be anything less than something I'm going to enjoy. So I'm still hyped about it. You know, even if I can't exactly tell you what the fuck's going on in it. You know, I know some post-apocalyptic shit going on. Norman Reedus is in it. Some baby, some extra dimensional shit. That's all I know, but I'm there. It's Kojima. I'm fucking there, man.
I think, his marketing strategy in this one is kind of anti whatever Metal Gear Solid 5 was. Literally, you were almost like when you were playing the game, it was almost like you were having a checklist. It's like, oh, okay, that's at this part. This is at that part. That's this part. It seems like in this situation, control over the marketing of it. I'm not going to show everything. I'm just going to show non sequitur pieces of it that really don't give you much of a clue as to what's going on.
I also think he's trolling people because this is Kojima we're talking about. You know, he's purposely not showing any of the action. You know there's going to be fucking action in this shit, you know?
Yeah, But I see,
I'm gonna pee on Jeff Keighley's character.
Apparently, you can't pee on certain things.
Oh, really? You can't pee on Jeff Keighley, man? Come on,
You notice how he had to get somebody else to do his voice?
Oh, for Keighley? Really?
Yeah, he's not his voice. There was another
voice. It's Matthew Mercer.
That voice was too deep to be
Jeff Keighley. You know why?
It's Matthew Mercer. Well, Jeff Keighley is not a voice actor.
No, he's not.
So.
Oh, man. Oh, God. All right. What else happened here? Okay, anyway, anything else you guys want to say about Death Stranding?
Well, you know, I mean, as I always say with it, I'm just going to wait until it comes out to kind of make a full decision. I've kind of sort of done it, do what it needs to do when it comes out. My deal.
When does it come out?
November. Yeah, November 2nd, right? Something like that. It comes out like the first week of November, so should be pretty interesting, man.
November. Wait,
let me ask you a question. Yeah. I've heard mixed feelings about Metal Gear Solid 5, Phantom Pain, or whatever the fuck. From you guys, is it a good game? Comparatively,
for me it is. Here's the thing.
Game?
The last half of the game, it feels rushed and incomplete, right? Because literally, Konami did tell Kojima, "Like, no, get that fucking game out the door already." You know. Even as flawed as it is, because remember, again, I love Kojima shit. That's still, to me, the best game of that year. I think it was 2015. And mechanically speaking, just talking about the pure gameplay, best Metal Gear. You know, you could do so much shit in that game. You know, like, you want to talk about detail, they got detail out the ass in that one. You know, but
I beat Ground Zeroes.
Yeah, Ground Zeroes is dope. I beat it. But yeah, the last half, man, it's like, like you're repeating fucking missions and shit.
Oh, Jesus, I hate that.
Well, there's missing story elements, too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole chapter
a whole chapter missing.
Well, did you hear that they're re-releasing the game?
I heard about that.
Yeah. Really. And making changes and all this shit.
I don't know how I feel about that. You know? Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
The first people I thought about was you and Manny. I'm like, oh, I wonder what Tony and Mandy, are thinking.
We've been discussing. There's something else that I'll tell you off air. You know.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you know, we'll see about that. All right, let's move on. Where the fuck are we? Okay, here's some other news. So, and Torrance, I'm glad you're here for this one. Sony acquired Insomniac, man. Like, they finally bought him. It's funny because a lot of people were like, "Wait, I thought they already owned him."
Right. You know? Right. I knew they didn't own him. But I've been waiting for this to happen for years. I know years ago when I went to GDC and went to the little Insomniac thing in the Sony press room, this was before Insomniac had made any games for anybody else. They talked about how their development tools allowed them to make games for Xbox and PC. And I was like, oh, shit, this is going to be a thing. And then they did a couple games. They did that multi-plat, and then they did Sunset Overdrive and shit. I said, well, Sony's buying studios. When are they going to buy Insomniac Games? Does Insomniac really want to stay separate from them? And to me, it really wasn't a megaton. It wasn't a big deal. It was something that I've been expecting to happen all these years. So when it finally happened, I'm like, oh, my God, it's about fucking time. And I think the reason why Insomniac gave in and allowed Sony to buy them is because they had so much trouble pushing Sunset Overdrive. So there's a story about Sunset Overdrive and how they went to many publishers to try to publish the game.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find a publisher. And then Microsoft gave them a green light on it. So Microsoft ended up publishing it. And they got to keep the IP, but Microsoft published the actual game. And I think because it was so hard for them to find a publisher for their indie game, Sunset Overdrive, somebody to say, yes, this is what we'll take this, we'll do this game. I think it's easier for them to just be under somebody's banner and just keep churning it. They're going to keep to be, you know why Sony bought them. Spider-Man. I mean, this came out the same time as Spider-Man game sales news came out. Sony's giving them creative freedom to do whatever they want in the next four or five Spider-Man games. That's what that's all about.
And they're taking that gusto to a Disney and the MCU fucking Spider-Man shit too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man.
They probably make more than the movie, the actual movie Spider-Mans.
Well, how much did it sell? Like 13 million or something as of this date? It's fucking crazy, so it kind of makes sense, you know. Man, what I want Sunset Overdrive 2, son. That's the shit I want. I'd love that first fucking game. Nobody played it. you know?
That's a possibility, but as of right now, they said they're not looking at that right now
because they want more Spider-Man.
Yeah, that is true. You know, they're going to be churning them shits out, you know?
Yeah, they can definitely do a Sunset Overdrive 2. I don't know if they can do a Sunset Overdrive 1 because in my research, I've read that Microsoft owns both digital and physical publishing rights to that game.
Oh, shit.
So I don't think they could do like what EA did with Mass Effect, but we'll see. But I also think Sony's not too interested in the game because it didn't sell well on the Xbox. But then again, it is a first-gen title for the Xbox when there wasn't that many Xboxes out there. So it's a tough one because it is a great fucking game. I don't know. I don't get it. It's just it's weird.
Yeah.
But the people who did get it and did enjoy the game, they want a sequel.
Yeah, that'd be dope. I'd love, and it's funny because a lot of people don't know the engine that Spider-Man runs on is the Sunset Overdrive engine. You know,
nobody same talks engine. About
this. It's the same shit.
And like I said way back when, they talked about how their development tools work on all platforms.
Mm.
Long ago, they did that.
Yeah, so there you go, right there. They were giving you the clues, but yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but to me, it kind of is a big deal, especially because you know Spider-Man, how much it sold. But at the same time, it's like they're buying someone that was already living at their home. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
officially, they own almost all the companies that started on PlayStation making games.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Pretty much,
they got Naughty Dog,
Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch, Naughty Dog. Who's the other
Insomniac?
One? Insomniac, yeah.
All those, you know, for now.
Sony Santa Monica.
Mm. The funny thing is, what was Sony Santa Monica before that? It wasn't another studio.
Sony LA.
what about the Getaway Company?
That was Sony London or something?
Yeah. Whatever happened to that company? Are they still around?
I think they dismantled them. That's why Getaway 2 got canceled, which was really sad because that was a dope game.
You know what happened to the get those guys, right? They went on to make L.A. Noire.
Oh!
The guy who was the head of that company and a bunch of the developers there went over to Australia and they opened that studio.
Oh, okay. So Red Rockstar got him.
Yeah,
not anymore because that studio also closed down too.
Because Rockstar has different studios too. They got Rockstar LA, North. I think. Rockstar North.
San Diego.
Rockstar San Diego. Yeah, they think
they got Rockstar North in Scotland.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a bunch of shit. All right. Any other thoughts on Spider-Man Insomniac deal? I mean, Sony Insomniac. Again, we kind of saw it, but even though it is kind of a big deal, though, even if it is kind of expected. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
This will be quick, though. Like, would you guys be disappointed if the next Insomniac game is a Spider-Man game?
No, not at all. Nah. Okay with that. I expect it.
Exactly. I was going to say the same thing. I expect it. So,
and if that's a success, should we expect Spider-Man 3 immediately after that?
That's definitely going to happen.
They're going to
turn Spider-Man into a franchise like God of War and Uncharted. Most definitely. It's sold too many copies. Not Insomniac's gonna be doing Spider-Man all through next generation.
Shit. Here's the thing. I kind of want that, but I also don't want that. Like, I'm looking forward to more Spider-Man games, but fuck, there's Ratchet and Clank, put some shit out too, man. You know,
even if Sony didn't buy him, that's what they'd be doing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, that is their biggest selling game. Here's the thing that kills me. We want to talk about Insomniac games didn't sell. People talk about Sunset Overdrive. Those Resistance games didn't sell that great.
No, they didn't.
And they were good games. Those Resistance games were fucking awesome, and they didn't sell that great. So it's like it was almost like every awesome thing that Insomniac games did didn't really sell that well until fucking Spider-Man came out.
But Insomniac wasn't able to reinvent themselves the way that Naughty Dog did.
Right.
So Naughty Dog went from Jack and Daxter into Uncharted, right? And that transition was smooth, and the pedigree was there, and everybody was as happy. But for some reason, like that, it was like a brick wall going from Ratchet and Clank to Resistance. You know, it's like you couldn't be farther apart in presentation and style and whatever. I don't think people didn't like that. I mean, even though they were good games, they were like, "Oh, this is Insomniac. Where's my cartoon Lombax and robots?" And I don't like this.
Well, I'll take it even deeper. They went from Way of the Warrior to Crash Bandicoot.
That's right. That's Naughty Dog, yeah.
How's that for extremely different?
Oh, man. Yeah, people don't know that, do they? You
yeah.
We'll try to draw.
Yeah, man, it was too bad you're cutting out tonight because you do like a good impersonation of that.
Find the way, Double Challenger. Find the way of the warrior.
Dude, that Rob Zombie track was killer.
Oh, yeah, it was the whole album.
It was the whole album.
That was, the whole album. So dope.
That was awesome. All right, let's move on, man. What other shit happened at Gamescom? I'm just reading it off this site.
Torrance, were you reviewing games back in those days, back when the video was out?
Yes. Yep. In fact, if you look, if you ever got a chance to look at the paper copy of VGT, we had Way of the Warrior on there. Matt Jones reviewed Way of the Warrior. I think it was Matt. Yeah. Oh, no. Rob Hill did Way of the Warrior, and Matt Jones did Super Street Fighter 2.
Turbo,
and it had that badass fucking soundtrack on that CD.
That, oh my God. Hold on, I'm stopping the show right now. Because I always got to put this shit. 3DO had the best version of the soundtrack of Street Fighter, ever till this day.
Like
you've heard those songs like remixed, redone 100 times. I've never heard them better than on a 3DO.
And the Samurai Showdown soundtrack too.
Oh yeah, man,
they were both killer.
That was fucking amazing, man.
Yep. That system had some great sound.
I love the 3DO. I need to go
back and get your magazine to myself.
Yeah.
Long story short. So I had, I was living in San Diego. I had a Hyundai. And I think I had maybe 300 more magazines all wrapped up. And they were sitting in my Hyundai. And the stupid ass bitch that ran the apartment complex, because my Hyundai wasn't working, thought it was an abandoned car.
Oh,
so she had her lackeys come and they broke into my car, threw all my magazines away, and I caught them after the fact. I was so pissed. I wanted to murder somebody because those were the last perfect copies of VGT. I have a couple on me, but that was it. It was like 300 copies they threw in the trash. I wanted to fucking kill somebody.
Jesus, man.
Because if I had those, I would have had plenty to give away to people. But what I'm going to do one of these days is I'm going to get it digitally scanned. And put in like a PDF or something, then everybody can read it.
It's also, it's fun kind of going back and looking at those old magazines and Capsule too.
Yeah.
We're thinking like, Victor Lucas's channel.
Yeah.
Probably the only ones that still exist. And what he's been doing is he's been uploading of their show from like the 90s and shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, that stuff's important, man. Torrance, I remember you did show us some stuff.
Yeah. I flipped through pages and stuff, and I got it on video somewhere.
Just really cool.
Yeah, it was dope. It was fun stuff doing that. I mean, we were working like mad dogs till like 3 a.m. every morning doing layouts and shit.
Damn, man.
And back then, getting articles, we did it through CompuServe.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I had a CompuServe account, and my cousin Perry had a CompuServe account. He had writers he was working with. I had dudes I was working with, and anything he got, he would send over to me on CompuServe. And I did the whole layout myself in Quark Express, and it was like real magazine production. We had a deadline. We needed to get this shit published before we went to the very first E3. So we were working like fucking mad dogs. Data East was sending me fucking ROM cartridges for previews. And when you got ROM cartridges, you had to send that shit back. And it was just like the inside of the cartridge. And we plug it in.
That's awesome. Yeah,
I had a tool for getting screenshots. And we plug it in, we get screenshots to play the game. We write our little preview. It was like one little paragraph for the previews. It was crazy, but it was worth it. I learned a lot about it. It's nothing like today.
I was going to say...
Torrance Davis's book about the video game industry on it.
Yes.
Available on Amazon.com and Kindle. Rebel Without a Pause Button, How I Became a Video Game Journalist.
Yeah, as somebody who read the book, and I think you gave me some props in there too,
Yes, I did.
Yeah, definitely check it out. You know, very cool. You know, even but Torrance, you're not gonna keep it for real though, man. And I gave you this complaint, so I'm like, this shit should have been longer, son. I want more stories, man. Fuck
well,
that.
I started. I had other chapters where I wanted to write about everybody in detail. I wanted to go write about Andrian A, you, John Shaw. I wanted to do like chapters on everybody. Then I was like, you know what? This book is about me and how I got into video game journalism. Let me not divert from the main topic of the book, and then I just didn't do it.
I want that about tell adding, all, man. I want the tell all. That's the shit I want to read. You know?
Well, I mean, you've pretty much heard all the tell all. There was some shit slinging that went on, you know, here and there, especially back in the days with Analog Hype.
Oh man,
you know, all that shit that went down with Hip Hop Gamer, but. I don't know. It just didn't really fit, you know. It didn't fit, and I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking about all the other stuff. But yeah, it is a quick read.
Yeah,
it's an easy read. Put it on Kindle. Read it on the bus. You know, read it while you're waiting for one of Kojima's cutscenes to finish.
You know, and shout out to your cousin too. You know, he's prominently in the book. You know, rest in peace. You know,
rest in peace, Perry.
Man, all right. Let's move on. There's some other stuff I want to cover here. Actually, Torrance, I got you. I'm skipping right to this one, man. So Yu Suzuki says that he is open to the
possibility. Oh, boy.
He's
you
open
ain't got to say shit. You ain't got to say shit, man. I saw that. I am ready.
All right.
I'm ready. It better not be fucking console exclusive for next gen, because I told y'all there ain't no game that's going to make me buy a next gen console. If he releases Virtua Fighter 6 on a next-gen console, I'm going to have to buy one of those motherfuckers.
You know?
Or go to GameStop and play every day. I don't know. But I saw that little news blip today on Twitter. I almost lost my mind. And a new OutRun?
Yeah, excuse me?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, man, I'm done.
Oh, shit. Are
in development have been stoked in him since he's been making Shenmue?
Yes.
Maybe,
see,
man.
Yu Suzuki, to me, is like Kojima is to you guys. As far as I'm concerned, Yu Suzuki can do no wrong. What'd you say?
Suzuki, what are you talking about?
I know you love him, but I stand for Yu Suzuki like you guys okay, stand.
Yeah. I was going to say, Yu Suzuki was my first Kojima, son.
Yes.
He was the dude, you know?
Kojima won.
I still love that guy. I know he's about to break out of his hibernation. And, man, his next Virtua Fighter game, if he does it, it's going to be the dopest shit ever made. I just know it.
Oh my God. Yo, go ahead.
It's not going to take whatever the fighting engine of Shenmue and just put it in there, because that's exactly what the Shenmue.
The Virtua Fighter engine, man. Here's the funny thing. I remember I've been screaming about Virtua Fighter 6 since I was on STFU on Play, son. That's how long it's been. I'm like, where the fuck is this game? I'm sorry, man. You got fucking Dead or Alive, Soul Calibur, Tekken. Fuck all those games, man. Virtua Fighter, son. That's the real 3D fighting game to me, man. You know, you bring that shit back, I'm done.
I've put more time into Virtua Fighter games than I put into any other fighting series. The only one that comes close might be Tekken.
Yeah, and here's the thing: like we're getting this resurgence of fighting games, right? All these Samurai Showdown is back, and you're not gonna have Virtua Fighter back? Come on, son.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Fuck out of here, you know. So that would be fucking crazy. So OutRun would be good too, but you know, come on, this should be real. Virtua Fighter, that's the shit I'm excited about.
Yep.
You give me that shit, I'm fucking done, son.
I'm done. I am done. Give me Shundi all day.
Oh, I also heard that Sega is going to release Panzer Dragoon Zua, son.
Yes. I saw that too.
Oh, it's a good time to be a gamer, man.
Yes, it is.
All they need to do is just Dragon Saga, and then you're good.
Oh, yeah. So you get Saga. Me and Torrance will die right here on air.
That'll be heart attacks. Then all those copies of Saga selling on eBay will drop in price.
Oh shit! You know,
because I think they're selling for like $600.
I should sell my shit.
I fucking had it. I should have kept it.
I still got mine, man. But I fucked up though. I did what you used to do, Torrance. Or what you still do? I took them out of the case and put them in little, you know, CDs and shit.
And throw the case away.
I hate myself for that, man. It's like
you might,
fucking
but you
idiot.
might not have the room today if you didn't do that.
That is true. Oh man, you give me Saga. I'm fucking done, man.
The manual at least?
Yes, I still have the manual. I still have the manual, you know.
I got a full bag of manuals upstairs.
Essentially what you can do is like you can buy an aftermarket
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can. You know, you
get the back reprinted and you're good to go.
At one point, I'm going to recycle all my manuals, but I will not recycle my working designs manuals. Oh. They are staying with me until I die. Until I die, I'm not getting rid of those. They were the most beautiful manuals ever made.
Working design, you know, despite how badly they ran their company, really, really nice work when it came to making
localization. They were the kings at it.
Yeah, they were really good at it.
Yep.
The loot, like when they released Lunar on
God. The PlayStation box with all the shit in it. Oh, man, the book. Oh, that thing was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Oh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, working designs was awesome. Right. See, they showed some of footage from the new Avengers. I don't give a fuck about that game.
Oh, man, that looks so generic, man.
It really does, bro.
I like the way it's like Avengers, but like distorted versions of the movie versions of them.
Yeah, it's like some alternate universe.
It's like some alternate universe where they got some other people to play the Avengers, and their costumes weren't as good.
It's the CW Avengers show.
Shit. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're like, Black Widow got bigger titties than that? What the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, no, it's like when they bring like a movie over to TV and shit, you get these whack-ass actors and shit that just look like, fuck that game.
Or they come out with a Chumley sequel in the movie theater and the original actors aren't in it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. Hey, I want to know if anybody else thought the same thing I did when I was watching that boring ass Avengers gameplay. Wouldn't it have been better if Vanquish developers,
Platinum Games
made the Avengers game?
That should be crazy.
You know how Platinum Games, when they do action, it's really dynamic and hyper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this game's just like, you know the old Iron Man game?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That game was terrible.
This whole game is like that. when Hulk came on, the scene, I'm like, oh, Hulk's gonna smash everything. He jumps down, he runs really slow, grabs a guy, smashes. And I'm thinking, these are human beings. If Hulk did this to human beings, they'd be dying. Yeah. He's killing humans in this game.
Thor is also throwing his hammer full force into these guys.
Yes.
Hitting them with lightning.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is kind of stupid, man. They're not robots or anything, and it's just like it was just so like, blah. Hey, we got the Avengers franchise. Check it out. You can throw your shield. You can shoot beams. You know,
usually Crystal Dynamic does really great work.
Yes.
But... Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why it's almost generic looking, bro.
It's almost like games going to movies. They can never do it right. Yeah, the movies to games, they have problems too.
Well, wouldn't this kind of be like the equivalent of a Western studio trying to make a JRPG?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes, it would.
Man, because it, like, even the Thor gameplay, what that reminded me of is like a watered down version of fucking God of War. It's like it tries to look like God of War, like kind of mimic some of the gameplay, and it just doesn't do a good job at it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not getting it.
Yeah,
I'm not looking forward to it either.
I feel bad for Square.
Be honest, I was a little bit.
Yeah, hold on, Brett, go ahead.
Hey, there's another voice in here.
Yeah, Brett's in here.
Brett's here.
Yeah, it was the comic book versions, which are
based on
the movie versions. So it's them playing a weird game of telephone with themselves, being like, yeah, I mean, these are kind of the comic book versions, which are kind of based on the movie versions, which are a little distorted, but.
I don't know.
They're not even heard anymore.
Yeah. They don't even look like the comic book versions. It's like,
They're Crystal Dynamics of Avengers, kind of like what they did with Spider-Man, where like they their own version of Spider-Man, but even at least harken back to the original suit in the Spider-Man game, right? Okay, they've always looked Captain America always looked like he's been wearing a cosplay costume that's really bad.
Yeah, it looks bad. And the funny thing is, apparently they like fixed the models because people complain about it. They still look bad. They still look bad. You know. By the way, I'm gonna keep it real. I couldn't make it past 2 minutes of this shit, so I'm glad you guys watched.
Yeah,
it's fucking stupid.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I couldn't do it, man.
I kept skipping forward. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah. So.
Well, also Taskmaster looks stupid. Oh, he shows up in the Black Widow part, and it looked like he had a Halloween mask on and a shitty cape. It looks like he took his towel, his bath towel, and tied it around his neck. I'm like, this is Taskmaster?
Wow. Fuck that shit.
He looked way better in Spider-Man.
Yeah, so he looked dope in that. Yeah, man.
I hear in the Black Widow movie, he doesn't look that good either.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
There's some shot photo. There's some set photos of Taskmaster, and he don't look so hot.
Oh, boy. Who else didn't look hot in the set photos? Captain Marvel.
Oh, man.
That suit looked corny in the set photos, but it was actually fine in the movie.
We're not talking about that fucking movie.
It was actually good.
All right, well, this ain't the old three. We don't talk about movies anymore. last thing I want to talk about Gamescom. Chris, what's going on with
that? That's why you're not talking about the Sony.
It's just strictly Spider-Man.
I do pop culture on my show. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for y'all to talk about that. Okay.
We got rid of that a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we realized that most of the fans just want to hear video game shit, and after we did that, only focus on games, the show got more popular, so gotta give the people what they want, you know?
You're not throwing down, you're just having a meal.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Torrance, and Torrance, I'm keeping it real, because I'm trying to keep these motherfuckers under 2 hours.
I hear you.
You know? Oh, by the way, I love the fact that OBS gives you the time, so I'm like, all right, I know where I'm
at
right
now. Yeah, I use it all the time. It's like, I got 3 more minutes left.
Yep, exactly. It's beautiful. All right, and the last thing, Chris, what's going on with the new Switch Lite? They had some videos of it at Gamescom.
Wait, I didn't hear what you said.
Switch Lite. They showed some videos of it at Gamescom. I think they dropped an embargo. Like some reviewers were testing it and stuff. Anything on that end?
I didn't see anything new. I mean, they showed it, but what I want to know is if they improved the internals on the Joy-Cons and stuff. That's everybody's main concern, if it still has a drift. But you're not going to know that unless they did stress testing on it. They're not going to market it.
They're not going to do that.
I guess the drift would be fine in racing games, right?
No, not when your car starts turning by itself.
Yeah. All right. So this Switch Lite is such a fucking waste, man. It's such a fucking waste.
It'll sell like hotcakes.
It will.
Well, I agree with Adam. It's really for young kids. It's like you can't hand a kid a Switch because they'll lose the Joy-Cons, they'll break it or whatever. This looks more robust. Like, it can be tossed around.
Yeah, that's true. It's for the kids.
I have problems using the Switch. As a whole unit, it's uncomfortable.
I agree.
So I got a wireless controller, but that just means I really can't play Switch in bed. It's just really uncomfortable. So I have to set it up on a desk and then hold my wireless controller to really get down. I can't play Smash Brothers.
Could you expound on that? Because I feel the same way, but I wonder if you have the same issues that I do with the Switch.
It's too wide, number one. And the buttons, I think, are too the controls are too shallow.
Small.
Too small. And after just a few minutes of trying to play Smash with that thing, I suck at Smash simply because I hate the fucking controls. Can you say fucking on your show?
Yes, you can still say fucking. Until next week, get it out.
Watch your goddamn mouth.
I hate your fucking controls. Yeah. I hate the fucking controls. And I've tried you know what? I'm going to go in bed early and play some Tetris 99. And I play a few games and my hand's fucking killing me and I get uncomfortable. It's just weird. It's not very ergonomic.
Yeah, it's not very uncomfortable. I've been saying that's why I only play dock mode because just holding the thing is so fucking uncomfortable, you know?
I know how you can play in bed, Torrance.
How?
Connector and you connect your Switch to it.
Wait, Manny, start again from the top. Say that again.
You can do it, Torrance. Projector, connect to your Switch, and then essentially ceiling.
Put the ceiling
controller in your hand. Fire in bed.
That would actually work.
Look at Taurus's face. He's thinking like, "Oh shit, I'm gonna try that."
But what if I was watching some porn and I hooked that up to it and I fell asleep? Somebody walked in the room and saw porn on myself. That wouldn't be too nice.
That wouldn't be too nice. So.
Oh, man. By the way, a quick side story, just because of, you know, the face you were doing. This was at E3 a bunch of years ago, right? Me and Manny were chilling at Smashburger, right? Hip Hop Gamer shows up, you know how he is with the belt and shit. I think Carl was with him. Manny was like, yo, Hip Hop, you know what you should do, man? Like, next time you come to E3, you come with your entourage, right? Like 5-6 guys, and each of them are holding one of your belts, your old ones. And Hip Hop, he looks at him, he's like, yo.
I'm like, yo, like, I'm not thinking, like, if he rolls up like a boxer, right? You know how, like, a boxer has, like, and they have one guy holding the, you know,
yes,
one of the guys behind him holding the title. So Hip Hop's got like 20 belts, right? He could have like 20 heads following him around with all the different versions.
Yo, but what's he the champion of, though? Cheat codes?
Oh. I'm imagine like this dude rolls up to Capcom meeting, right? With 20 motherfuckers holding his belt.
And then the other thing is, like, okay, you know how like at E3 they're like, okay, we can't let all these people in, right? So then you have like maybe standing outside, like lined up on the side with the belts.
Oh god!
I still remember when he put GameStop on his belt, and he wasn't even like, oh, he paid god by them or anything. And I'm like, what?
You know what? I've seen that belt. I've known about it for years. It just now clicked.
Yeah,
just now clicked that he put GameStop on his belt. GameStop's about to go out of business.
Actually, you know what? Segue right now. We're going to the next story. So yeah, GameStop is laying off a bunch of Game Informer employees. Man, 120 jobs. Jesus.
Yeah,
people work at Game Informer.
Yeah, Chris, this goes back to the shit we were talking about with GameStop. That shit is done, son.
Yeah, they couldn't sell it. They were trying to sell. They couldn't sell. They closed ThinkGeek. So Game Informer was next on the chopping block. Like, I was waiting for this shoe to drop. And there's not much left. They had a CEO that only lasted 3 months on the job. They're losing money. Every quarter, they're bleeding money. They're losing, like, tens of millions or $100 million every quarter. So I just don't know how they're sustaining at this point. Like, I don't know why they haven't. There's going to be a fire sale on the stores eventually. Like, you can only cut so much before you're like, okay, they killed a lot of their regional manager jobs. They now gutted Game Informer. So what's next is how many leases do they have on stores? Yep. That's the next thing you're going to see close. They're closing down stores.
Everybody's gone digital.
Yeah, really? Absolutely. Digital has killed them. Yeah,
yep.
And they couldn't evolve.
We saw this coming.
It's
like Blockbuster. You did, yeah.
It's okay, by the way. So 120 corporate staff positions and 19 Game Informer editors. So they're done. But, you know,
these guys, they don't have any place to go.
They don't.
They're all going to have to make YouTube channels and see who makes it and who doesn't make it. Because that's the thing we were talking about. We were talking about the chat. It's like, you cannot pay your bills doing written game journalism, especially after the site you worked for so many years just closed down. Where are you going to go?
Yeah,
there's no more EGM.
You can either do YouTube channels or stream and Ninja.
Yeah, you better start streaming, you know, or something. Because just to be quick,
you go ahead, man.
Where is Adam Sessler right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
nobody knows.
Like a consulting company.
Yeah, they all went to consulting companies.
Yeah.
Let me show you
I think Adam Sessler kind of had it with the game industry.
Yeah, he had it with the game industry because the game industry had it with him, changing fucking trophies and games.
That was some fucking bullshit.
I was so pissed about that. But, you know, he's gone. Morgan Webb is doing something else now.
Morgan Webb, she married a really rich guy, so she is set for life.
Yeah. You know? Who else?
Chobot's
days are numbered.
She's on Nerdist, I believe.
Nerdist, yeah. She's on Nerdist, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Nerdist is a big company, you know. Shout out to Malik for what he's done with them and blown up. But you got to blow up. If you want to survive, you want to make money, you want to put food on the table, you got to blow up through streaming, through video, somehow. Most of the legends we know in video game journalism aren't there anymore.
pretty soon Steven Totillo's probably going to leave Kotaku.
Kotaku, because the only thing keeping Kotaku live right now is a clickbait. As soon as people get smart, that site's gone. They're done.
I want to expand on what you said. The thing that's keeping most of these sites available or alive is fucking clickbait. And that hate and that hate shit is not going to last very long, man. I'm telling you right now. You know, and Torrance, you know, going back to where we talk about chat, this is partly why I'm trying to, you know, use my writing ability somewhere else because I see what's coming, bro. I see what's coming. This shit's not lasting. You know, it's all fucked up. And even, I'm not going to get into it, but even the whole culture has changed to such a point where it's not even fun being in it anymore.
Yeah,
And we're going to be in a recession, too.
I think the biggest big thing about, and this is, you know, this is something that you used to be like video game magazines used to do. Don't create more like communities anymore.
They don't.
Right. Right.
If they're more interested in getting anger clicks rather than creating essentially a community where like, oh, you know, there's a joke and you're a part of the joke, you know, like in other words, instead of being the butt of the joke. And I think that's the biggest issue. None of these sites, any sort of original content.
You're right.
And putting it somewhere else.
You know who is creating communities though? Ninja. That motherfucker. All those influencers. They have communities.
They have communities. Obviously, they're using derivative. They're also creating original content. And why they have such big followings? Because there's that sort of connection. They feel like they're a part of something.
Yeah.
Shit, that $50 million Microsoft spent on Ninja was well worth it. Look at all the people that are on Mixer just because of that.
That's right.
That's all I hear on Twitter now is Mixer this, Mixer that. I'm like, where were you motherfuckers 2 years ago? You know? It's hilarious. Now Twitch is the devil. Oh, they allow titties and racism. Fuck them. I'm on Mixer. Where were you motherfuckers 2 years ago? That's the shit that cracks me up, man. Mixer's been here. It's been here.
That's right.
But it is. You know what it is? It has nothing to do with being the first thing to do with who's there.
Yes, exactly. And plus, Microsoft's throwing out partnerships like it's nothing. So a lot of people are easily getting partnered. You only need 2,000 followers, and you just do a show every day, and you can pretty much get partnered. I think it's all funny. I sit back with my buttered popcorn and I just laugh at all this shit. It's just all funny to me. It's just watching things happen.
Does that shit crack you up?
It cracks me up. I absolutely love the fact that traditional journalists are getting pissed off at influencers because of what they're doing. You know, it's that old thing. It's like you have to change. And if you don't change with the time, you're a has been. You're forgotten. Adam Sessler.
Yeah. They go shit.
the grassroots sort of stuff. People like that sort of stuff. People want to feel a part of something. That was really what STFM Play, I really wanted to try to do, even though I have the time, like creating more content interesting for our fans of the site.
Right.
People
for
are not
your only, fans. Yes.
People are not only coming to the site just to read, you know, reviews and see previews and all that stuff, but also our original content that's really cool.
Right, right.
The original artwork or, you know, whatever other things that we have going. You know,
it's crazy.
The thing that a lot of sites need to do, like, Kotaku was like they felt like they were one of you at some point because they started off as a blog.
Yes.
Kind of gone on. They kind of sort of separation between church and state.
Yep.
You can't get away with blogs anymore. Sites are just, you know, it's no point. I Torrance, you and I, you know, we talk about this. I'll say it on air now, right? So, you know, people always ask me, how do I get, you know, into the games industry? What do I do? And for years, I used to tell them the same thing. Basically, I told them what I did, right? I'm like, yo, listen, you start a blog, you know, get your feet wet, you learn how to write. Then, you know, you find an independent site that you like, see if they're looking for writers. You get there, you know, you start going to E3 and shit. And then if you do enough work, you're going to find yourself on a bigger site and start making money, right? You know what I tell them now? Get on Twitch and hope to God you get lucky.
Yes.
That's it. That's all you could do. By the way, that's what I tell them if I'm trying to be useful. What I really want to tell them is, like, how do I get into gaming industry? You know what I want to tell them? Don't. That's what I really want to tell them. This thing is fucking bullshit. And I'm saying this as a game journalist myself. Being a game journalist is fucking bullshit. It makes you get no fucking money. It's luckless. You get all this shit thrown at you. And it starts wearing on you, man. And the whole thing is, you feel like you're standing on ground that's uneven. That's just going to fucking collapse at any moment. Like an iceberg that's just going to break apart, you know? So it's all fucked up now. So, but yeah. But if you have, you know, if people like you and you're on Twitch, that's like the only way you can make it now, you know? It's crazy how things have changed, you know?
And it's not just like blogs and stuff. If it wasn't this year, next year will be the last E3.
Oh, I can see that. I can see that.
They are done.
Yeah.
Without the big three, they're done.
What the fuck does the big three need to be at E3 for? When they could just give you the shit anytime they want.
They can all stream from their home offices, just like Nintendo does with their
trio. A show like what Sony's been doing, they could all do that sort of stuff. They don't need those insane prices that E3 charging to be in that dump, to be in that already getting the being too big for.
Yeah, and where they're showing the audience, not the screen.
Yeah, it's insane, man. Stupid. It's sad when people lose their jobs, but this is going to keep happening. You see more stories like that, I guarantee you. You know, all those big sites.
I also think a lot of what happens with a lot of magazines and sites. The journalists tend to be a little bit samey.
Oh yeah, they're all the same.
One, you can't separate one voice from another voice. Back to like editors, you know, all the writers for like Game Pro or the ones for EGM. Unique voices.
You need personality. Look at Game Over Greggy. Look at Jim Sterling.
Yep.
You know, look at what they've done.
See what Greg Miller did. Into influencer.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. But the thing is, let's just be honest, you know, it's like, you could tell these guys that got laid off, like, hey, you know, go on Twitch. None of these guys are going to make it. Let's just be real. Maybe one, maybe two if you're lucky.
Maybe if you have tits.
Yeah. Oh, man. But other than that, bro, good luck to you, man. You better find some other job, you know?
Yeah. Or if you're awesome in Fortnite, you got tits, or if you're awesome in Fortnite or both, you'll probably make some money.
Yeah.
It's a damn shame. I mean, it sounds like a joke, but it's no joke. That's for real. That's the way it is now. And Twitch is pushing that shit. They're pushing it now. They're not like banning it. They're pushing it. They want it because they know that's how they're going to make their money. Meanwhile, YouTube's like, hello. You know, everybody's forgot about YouTube. I keep telling people.
That's because of YouTube.
Fuck YouTube, man.
Wait, nope. Here's what I got. I can't say fuck YouTube. You can complain about YouTube all you want, but they give you free hosting. That is king. The fact that I can load up a 4 gigabyte file every day, 7 days a week, and they don't charge me for it, that's fine by me.
Yeah, but they also put you in a corner so nobody sees your fucking video. That's the other problem, you know?
That's why you got to become good with marketing. But the fact that the hosting's free, I don't have any complaints about them. You know, I stay under the radar. I don't get any terms of service strikes or anything like that. And I get all that free hosting in my 4K files. I'm happy. You know, but...
You
mean
you stream in 4K?
I don't stream in 4K, but I
you upload though, right?
I upload in 4K. I do all my editing, all my shooting in 4K, and upload in 4K. My average file size is 2.5 gigs.
Nah, you're good to go, man. Because you got fishing, like you know, that's more of a family friendly thing, so you don't have to worry about shit.
Oh, it wasn't family friendly when we started.
Uh-oh.
We had to make it family friendly, especially on one of my vids. We were building our boat. People kept complaining. That's one video out of all my videos where people complaining about my language. I'm like, fuck. So now we edit out all the swears except for shit and damn. So motherfuck, fuck, N-bombs, all that shit. We edit that out now. So now we are a family friendly channel.
There you go. That's what you got to do, man.
Yep. That's what you got to do.
It's crazy. Wait, Manny, say that again.
Dynasty.
Okay, I don't get that one.
On Discovery Channel.
Oh, Duck Dynasty. Duck Dynasty. Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, right. The Black Duck. The Dynasty. It's all brothers over there, right? You guys.
Yeah, Prince? All of us. So it's me, my best friend, and his cousin.
It's fucking awesome, man.
It's hilarious. You know?
All right. And the last thing, because Torrance, we don't do these shows for 50 years anymore, man. I know you must be loving it.
You don't do what anymore?
We don't do shows that last for like 50 years, like we used to. You know, I'm ready to go home.
you know, I did a fanboy of the week last week.
Oh, you did? You brought that shit back?
Yeah, I did fanboy of the week. I had to. Some dick on Twitter.
Oh shit. It wasn't Kid Smooth.
He said no. It wasn't anybody but I saw the. I don't know where I saw it from, but he said The Last of Us 2 looks better than any PC game he's ever seen. And I'm like, motherfucker, the game ain't out yet, and you must not have a PC. Okay. Now, if the game was out and you were playing it, I'd leave you alone. But the game ain't fucking out. You're watching some shit you saw on the Game Awards. Don't be telling me it's better than anything you saw on a PC you don't have.
Yo, you know what that reminds me of? Remember when Hip Hop was talking about how his TV looked better than IMAX and shit?
Oh, Jesus. Don't get... Oh, God. It's too late for this.
You know?
Does IMAX have motion flow?
No. Whoa, killing me. You're killing me.
Oh, man. All right, man. Let's end this off on a good note here. We got a new Streets of Rage 4 trailer. We got a new character. I'm so fucking ready for this game, man.
Yes, another new character coming.
That's right. You saw that robot dude, right? Yes. Like that kind of silhouette. Ooh, I'm fucking there. I'm so fucking there.
It's funny because both of those characters have been there right from the beginning.
They've been right there.
The
silhouettes have been right there, you know? It's crazy, and
I don't know if you got my link today that the Ninja Warriors sequel's coming out.
Yeah,
Ninja
I saw Warriors. That.
Holy shit. What's going on? It's a resurgence of the classic games.
Yeah, man. By the way, I need to do this. Okay, because we saw Streets of Rage 4. It looked fucking dope. And they released new Battletoads footage. Son, I don't know, man.
It's not looking good.
It looks bad, dude.
Where did y'all see the Battletoads footage?
They uploaded it. IGN released like a 9-minute video or something.
Oh, let me go check this
like,
out.
Here's the thing. When they first announced it at the Xbox briefing, it looked cool, you know? But this was actual gameplay. It was slow and shit. They had these weird animations. Like, what are you guys doing? You know what? I'm going to wait for Torrance to load that shit up so we get his reaction. But, did anybody else see this footage, man? It's fucking sad what they're doing at Battletoads, you know? Like, I don't know what the hell they're doing. It's like they're trying to make it like a Saturday morning cartoon, but in a bad way, you know?
Oh, shit.
You see this shit, man? It's fucking bullshit.
I don't know. Wait.
Yeah, make sure it's from, like, today.
E3. It's from E3.
No. Gamescom.
Hold on. Gamescom. There it is. Nine minutes of Battletoads gameplay.
Yeah, you can skip a little bit into it. We'll hear your live reaction.
Oh, yeah. The sequel to The Dark Crystal. Did you know that was out on Netflix?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they finally did the sequel. The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. Only on Netflix, August 30th.
There you go. We have Battletoads. I'm disappointed by that, man.
Holy shit! It does look like a fucking cartoon.
You see that shit, right?
This is a fucking game?
It's
I like it, but I think they should have went classic pixels.
They should have, man. That's what I
wanted. Yeah, that's what I expect from a Battletoads game. I mean, this looks cool. The animation's really good, too. But it's not... It's not that it looks bad. It's just not what you expect from Battletoads.
My thing is, it's the speed. It's slow, you know?
Yeah, like with Streets of Rage, there was a progression.
Yes.
You know? Battletoads had... If anything, this should have looked like the last Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game.
Oh, yeah.
This looks like a mobile beat-em-up.
It really does. It really does.
It might be fun to play. I don't know, but it's just not what I expected. We've been waiting for this Battletoads game ever since they bought Rare. And this is how long it took them. They got an indie developer to do it.
I've been waiting since we got those shirts at E3 2014. Yes, that's right. Shit.
Oh, man.
I won't say it's bad. It's just not what I expected.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I'll play it, but yeah, I don't know, dude.
And it does need to be faster.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for a Banjo-Kazooie game since Microsoft got Rare, and we still haven't gotten it yet.
Well, you get Smash Brothers. There you go.
Oh, the first comment is hilarious. This looks more like the failed Battletoads cartoon than the previous two games.
Damn. Oh, man.
See, and I'm wondering, are they going with this kind of art style because they're trying to make it a cartoon? Because it seems like it's multimedia thing going on.
I don't know.
Like, yo, at least try to make it look like the classic, like, box art or something, you know?
Yeah.
It looks like a cutscene from a 3DO game.
for 3 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know.
But, and the thing is, like, the reason it looks like, I guess, so bad is because you're comparing that to Streets of Rage, which looks so fucking dope. You know? Oh, God. But, yeah, there it is. I don't know when Streets of Rage 4 is dropping. I know it's this year. That's all I know. And I'm fucking there, man. That's going to be so good.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? This is definitely not going to run well on Mike Titan. Yeah.
Also, Manny, did they show anything from Contra at Gamescom?
Contra, they showed another. They revealed the player mode for you know, multiplayer mode.
So, isn't there a season pass?
Yeah, what's
season
up with
pass?
That?
Which, yeah. I don't know anything about that. Like, sort of stuff. Like what, a lot of the stuff for the game, I don't see. Just until I'm about as surprised as a lot of the stuff is there, because again, I'm just responsible for the motion comic stuff. In our little caves, drawing motion comics, and they have all this stuff, other stuff in there, and they had a booth there at Gamescom too. So, but that's about it. That's all I know.
Is it a remake of the Sega game, or is it something new?
Not. It's a totally new game. It's a shooter-ish game that kind of splits the changes between, you know, kind of, and, you know, a top angle, and mm-hmm. and kind of like, in a, some way, you know, and behind the character's view.
Mm-hmm.
In a, some ways, it's a little like the way Nier worked.
Mm-hmm.
Or twin stick shootery, and they throw like waves and waves of enemies at it.
And is Sega releasing it, or Taito? Who's releasing
Konami, it? Konami's releasing it. Yeah.
Konami, I meant. I'm sorry.
Yeah, interesting. It's funny you mentioned the Genesis version, because I kept calling this shit hardcore for like a month. You know,
yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same director/producer, like the guy who made and Contra Hardcore. That's the same guy, Nakazato.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll have more on that soon, because that should be dropping this year.
All these old companies are trying to make a resurgence.
It's coming It's coming in September 24th.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
Konami, Taito, Sega. You know that Konami released a bunch of classics, right?
They did Contra and Castlevania, and they're both fucking dope.
And Gradius.
That's right. Don't forget about Capcom. They've been putting out a bunch of old shit too, you know?
Yeah. They've been listening to our podcast.
That's right, man. Because we always
talk about this
shit. What's up?
The Yakuza team. They're bringing all the Yakuzas.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. And Yakuza's also having classic arcade games inside their fucking games. I love it. You could play Virtua Fighter 5 in Yakuza 2. It's fucking awesome.
Nice. You know?
Yeah, so that's going to do it for us, man. So, Torrance, I want to thank you for... Actually, it's funny because you were like, yo, can I be on the show? I'm like, yeah, you know the door's always open, so I'm glad you took us up on that offer, you know?
Yep, I got to start showing up here for when I retire from the war zone.
Yeah, well, I may have you back on. I may have you back on two more episodes. Torrance,
yeah.
250 episodes of both this show and Throw Down Your Questions. Isn't that crazy?
Bring me on, man. Yeah, bring me on. I'll come on.
Yeah, and by the way, I just need to say this, Torrance, you know, don't feel weird about it, but if it wasn't for this man right here that you see on your screen, you wouldn't even fucking know me, you know? It's like that, right. Like...
I think I met you before I met Manny.
Yeah, you did.
So what are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about to the fans, like, all you guys out there. Man, I'm cool to slap the shit out of you, Torrance. Fucking out of here, man. but yeah, no, Torrance, man, you gave me my shot, man. I always appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? So all this because of you, sir, giving me my shot. Hey, by the way, and I always say this because this is funny to me, because you knew me as a fan beforehand, right?
Yes, yes.
I remember when I sent you samples of my shit, you responded like, you've been writing this whole fucking time. You didn't tell me.
you could have been writing for the Bitbag a long time ago. I always recognized him as Super Chinese Word. Because he had the Akuma symbol. We used to call it Super Chinese Word. I don't know if anybody else called it that, but whenever Akuma came out and did his little move on M. Bison, we go, up, Super Chinese Word. See, it's Akuma. So that's who I knew him as. I didn't know he was a writer. I would have brought him on a long time ago.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
When we did the close up the blog thing, I think the Bitbag had already been done.
It was on its way out, so it would have been the last days. Yeah. But it all worked out, man. But anyway, Torrance, man, where can people find you, man?
What would you say?
Where can people find you? Plug your
shit.
They
can find me. They can find me on YouTube.com/VGWarzone or YouTube.com/BubbaBassAnglers, and on Twitter @TorDavis. and on Instagram and everywhere. You can find me in the streets. You can find me in the cars. You can find me in the bars. You might find me on out on Mars.
Yo, when I have you on 250, I got to have you tell us what you're having for Thanksgiving dinner, man.
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, man. All right, people. So that's going to do it for us. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, and tonight's joined by Emilio Lopez.
And don't forget to pick up Excellence. Issue number 4 just dropped yesterday.
Nice.
Also, you know, if you're also feeling inclined, go pick up a Contra Rogue Core.
Unplug that shit, man. All right, Chris, Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Yo, we make sure to watch Lucha Underground and later, people.
Brett Murdoch.
It's been real, everybody.
And Mr. Torrance Davis.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, candied yams, stuffing, seasoned greens, collard greens.
Oh, man, I'm fucking hungry.
Mom's apple pie.
Peach cobbler. Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up. Keep going, Torrance.
I can't.
We'll see you guys on Sunday, man.
Peace. Yeah, I'll see you guys. If you watch the Warzone, we'll be back on Saturday.
That's right, man. Episode 400 coming. Yay, yay.
Yep.
All right. Peace out. Peace out, people.
Jesus.